Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the Gospel lesson, verse 43, portion of the verse. This poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. It's Thanksgiving Eve. The gospel lesson is about a deep and profound act of worship and thanksgiving. I've arranged it in terms of telling the story, making applications. So there was a widow who went up to the temple one day, and there's a backstory here. As they say on television, there's a backstory. There had been better days in her life. She had had a husband, but now was a widow. There had been times of more, but now all she had was two small copper coins. But she was going to the temple. And so it is with worship. Times of blessing come and they go. Times of trial come and they go. Worship is constant. The reason why worship is constant is because God is constant. And worship is constant because our relationship with our Creator is constant. And so she went up to the temple. Back to the story. She was going to bring her worship to God, and it didn't matter if it was only a little tiny thing. It was worship. It was a part of her relationship with God, and she was going to have the privilege of calling him her God. And now the other part. What exactly does she bring? Look closely. Besides the two little coins, what does she bring? Well, by comparison with the much more well-to-do, her coins are tiny. But there are other things she brings. She brings the response of faith. Trusting God who has promised, and she will hold on to the promises of God no matter what happens after she is done bringing her last few coins. She brings a dedication that she will continue to worship. She will continue to praise God because whether the other blessings come or go, God is her great and constant blessing. And so her offering to God is two small coins, and all the days and hours ahead that she will continue to follow him no matter what the events of those days might be. That's worship. She brings a love for the God who has watched over her all through her life. So she brings a measure of thanksgiving that the rich folks who are around her and offering much bigger amounts of money, she brings a measure of thanksgiving that those others, well, they simply cannot match it. And now a little detour. Shared this with you before, but it's good enough. what Luther said, what Martin Luther said about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden. He said that the tree that they were not supposed to eat of was the altar to God within the garden. And you hear that and you wonder a little bit, and then, oh. You know, everywhere else in the garden, over on that side, over on that side, it would be easy to obey God and not eat from the tree. It was only when Adam and Eve were standing under it and saw that it was beautiful and the fruit looked so good to eat, only then could they render to God that special obedience that is simple faith and simple walking by and believing in the words of God. Only then could they render that obedience to God in spite of how things looked and in spite of what others were saying. And that is quite an insight. There are limited times in our lives when we have difficulties and trials and our faith is really and truly tested. According to Luther, then, those are the rare opportunities to give a special measure of worship and faith. Time passes and those times disappear. And the opportunity to grab a hold of the promises of God in the face of how everything else looks slips away. Don't let them pass without seizing the opportunity. And back to the story. So she was there, and this widow was giving her two small copper coins and sitting opposite the treasury. There was one who knew every bit of this because this one knows her. This Jesus is completely familiar with everything that has gone on in her life. Oh, again, there's a backstory here. This Jesus who is watching her and knows everything in her heart, well, he could think back and smile and remember another widow centuries before. That other widow lived in Zarephath. And in the Bible, she was in the process of gathering sticks to bake one last meal for her and her son and eat it and get ready to die because there was a famine and they had nothing left. And about that time, this same Jesus sent the prophet Elijah. And there was the miracle of the jar of the flour that did not run out, and the jug of oil that did not empty out. But back to the story. There is this widow. And Jesus, seeing and knowing everything that is in her heart and all that she is doing and facing, he calls his disciples over, and he lets them know about her devotion to God. You see, there is a connection happening between Jesus and this widow. You could say kindred spirits. It's during Holy Week. It is in Jerusalem. Jesus is there in the temple grounds watching her profound act of worship, faith, and devotion as he is preparing himself for later that week. On Good Friday, he will be bringing an offering to his Father. Jesus will offer the response of faith, trusting God who has promised, and holding on to the promises of God no matter what. Jesus will offer a dedication to continue to worship and praise, whether any of the other blessings come or go, because God is his great and constant blessing. His offering is the perfect life of holiness and all the days and hours of eternity. And his offering is a profound act of worship and love, of thanksgiving and praise. And that is built into the words of the cross. Well, this widow, her offering is the response of faith, seeking to follow God in some way, even if it is halting and imperfect, as ours is. Jesus' offering is the offering that sets sinners free and brings us into the kingdom of God and makes us children of the Heavenly Father and creates faith within us. But as I read this story, there's a certain sweetness in the connection, as Jesus finds in her a kindred heart and sees in her the worship and devotion that springs from his devotion at the cross. What has purchased and won her for his eternal kingdom. These two will meet again. And if this widow does not remember or know or understand it, Jesus will explain to her what was in her heart and in her worship that day that he truly loved. And so thanksgiving. Thanksgiving as God calls us to it. Well, it involves the blessings of this life and the daily blessings that we enjoy. And then it bursts out into worship and thanksgiving that brings the whole heart and soul to know the goodness of God, to find our fulfillment in what it means to be loved by God and have eternity as his people. All of this is bound together in Jesus. In his name, amen.